الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة السلوى وجبر الصغار ولا يستغنى عنها الكبار، ونحن في ليلة الأحد 18 من جمادى الآخرة لعام 29/400 وليلة 22 من الشهر السادس لعام 2000.
The Shaykh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went on to say to proceed. And then he stated that we're going to continue on now with our readings in the book, questions and answers for the youth that adults are also in need of. And he stated today's date that it is Sunday night now. It is the 18th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1429, coinciding with the 22nd night of June 2008.
أخوكم محدثكم زاركم الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل.
The one speaking to you is your brother who is visiting you from Kuwait.
وقد وقفنا على السؤال 73.
And we have reached or we completed the 73rd question.
ماذا؟ نعم. لا قد وقفنا على السؤال.
نعم.
74. 74.
نعم.
ما المعوذتان؟ واقرأهما.
Now question number 74 here states, what are the معوذتان and can you cite them for us?
المعوذتان سورتان من القرآن.
And the معوذتان, they are two chapters of the Quran.
وهو من أجل ما أنزل الله عز وجل في كتابه هاتين المعوذتين.
And they are from the most virtuous, most noble of those chapters that are revealed in the book of Allah عز وجل.
وهما معوذتان لأن الله صدرهما بقوله جل وعلا قل أعوذ.
And they're called the معوذتان because Allah begins each one with أعوذ, I seek refuge.
والاستعالة معناها اللجوء إلى الله تبارك وتعالى والاعتصام به.
And the meaning of istiada, of seeking refuge here, means seeking refuge and trying to hold on to that which is with Allah.
والاستعادة طلب العوذ وهو اللجوء إلى الله عز وجل ويجب أن نطلب العوذ من الله وحده.
And this istiada is seeking this refuge from Allah Ta'ala and returning back to Him for that reason.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يستعيذ بالله ببعض الأدعية.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will seek refuge in Allah with some supplications.
فلما أنزل الله عز وجل المعوذتين أخذ بهما وترك ما سواهما.
And when the معوذتين were revealed, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took them and he left off the other ones.
وينبغي المسلم ألا يفرط فيهما.
And it's not appropriate for the Muslim to fall short of the mark concerning them.
ويقرأهما في الصباح والمساء.
And it is in the morning and the evening.
ودبر كل صلاة.
And at the end of every salat.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أوى إلى فراشه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would lay down on his bed.
جمع كفيه.
He would gather his two hands together.
ثم نفث فيهما.
And then he would spittle in the two of them.
نفث فيهما يعني نفخ معريق يسير.
And this spittle is blowing into them with just a slight bit of saliva coming off, rolling off the tongue.
ليس نفخ هواء فقط.
نعم, it's not just a blow by itself.
ولا تفل وإنما نفث ينفث يعني ينفث بريق يسير هواء معريق يسير يقول يفعل ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكفيه.
نعم, so it's so you blow lightly, allowing just a slight bit of saliva to blow off of the tongue when you blow.
ثم يقرأ قل هو الله أحد وقل أعوذ بالفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس.
Then you read قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس.
ثم يمسح بهما جسمه يبدأ برأسه وبقيته بدنه.
Then you wipe over yourself, beginning with your head and wiping all over throughout the rest of your body.
يفعل ذلك ثلاثا.
You do that three times.
وهذا من أنفع العلاجات التي يستعملها المسلم من القلق ومن الجن ومن الوسواس.
And this is from the best things that the person can utilize in seeking refuge and protection from the whispers of the shaitan and the jinn and the likes.
ولو قرأنا هاتين السورتين.
And if we read these two surahs.
وتدبرنا معناهما.
And to ponder upon their meanings.
لوجدنا فيهما الاستعادة بالله عز وجل من جميع الشرور.
We would find seeking refuge in Allah in them from all types of evil.
فهاتان السورتان تصلحان للسحر.
So these two surahs of the Quran, they fix or they correct magic.
واستعاذ بالله من جميع الشرور كالجن والإنس.
And you seek refuge in Allah from all types of evil, from mankind and the jinn.
ومن الوسواس.
And from the whispering.
ومن الحسد.
And from envy.
فجميع الشرور يستعيذ المسلم بالله عز وجل بهاتين السورتين.
So all types of evil and entirety, you can seek refuge from them with these two surahs of the Quran.
يقول الله عز وجل,
Allah عز وجل states,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, قل أعوذ رب الفلق.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, say, as you glorify in Allah, the Lord of the Daybreak.
يأمر الله عز وجل نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah عز وجل, he orders his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
أن يقول أعوذ برب الفلق.
To say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the Daybreak.
والفلق هو الصبح.
And the falaq, it is the morning.
والله عز وجل رب الصبح رب كل شيء.
And Allah عز وجل, He is the Lord of the morning, or the Lord of dawn, if you will, and the Lord of all things.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق. فهنا استعاذ بالله عز وجل رب الصبح من جميع الشرور التي خلقها الله عز وجل.
So he's commanded to say, as he glorifies in Allah, from the Lord of the daybreak, meaning the dawn, from the evil of the created, meaning that the evils of all things that are created.
فهذا استعاذ بالله عز وجل من جميع الشرور على وجه العموم.
So this is seeking refuge in Allah عز وجل from all things that are evil in the general, universal sense.
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. الغاسق الظلام أو الليل. إذا وقب إذا أقبل.
Now, in to seek refuge from the darkness of the night when it comes.
لأن إذا أقبل الليل انتشرت الشياطين والهوام والدواب.
Because when the night time comes, the shayateen come out and things that cause harm.
فناسب أن نستعيذ بالله عز وجل من شر ما يحمله هذا الليل ويختفي في الليل والظلام.
So it is appropriate to seek refuge in Allah from those things that occur in the night with the shayateen and the likes and whatever else occurs of evil during the night.
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد. النفاثات الساحرات أو السواحر, النساء التي يعقدن السحر فينفثن فيه نفثا خبيثا شيطاني فيعملن السحر. فهنا استعاذ بالله عز وجل, أو هنا الاستعاذ بالله عز وجل من السحر, من شر النفاثات في العقد.
And from the evil of those who blow in knots, and those who are blowing in knots here, they are people who practice sorcery or witches, and they enact this sorcery, this magic by blowing in knots. So here you're seeking refuge from the evil of their magic.
ومن شر حاسد إلى حسد. الحسد هو تمني زوال النعمة.
And you seek refuge from the envier when he envies. And hasad, envy, it is to desire a blessing of Allah to cease.
وكل صاحب نعمة فهو محسود له حساده.
And everyone who has a blessing, then he also has one who envies him of that blessing.
والحاسدون كثر.
And those who are envious are many.
بل أن الحسد مرض موجود في قلوب الناس جميعا.
That this envy, it is an illness, and it is in all the hearts of the people.
بين مقل ومكثر.
And they are those who have a small portion of it, and those who have large portions of it.
ولكن المسلم يكبت هذا الحسد ولا يتبعه نفسه.
But the Muslim, he suppresses this hasad, and he doesn't allow it to like to come forth and like overtake him.
يمتثل أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قوله لا تحاسدوا.
He complies with the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the statement لا تحاسدوا, do not be envious of one another.
أي لا يحسد بعضكم بعضا.
Meaning one of you should not be envious of the other.
وإنما على المسلم أن يسأل الله عز وجل أن يبارك له ولأخيه.
And it's upon the Muslim to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless him and his brother.
كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, إذا رأى أحدكم ما يعجبه في ماله أو في مال أخيه فليبرك, يعني فليقول اللهم بارك.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has ordered, whichever one of you sees something that amazes you, that you like, and from your property or the property of your brother, then you should ask Allah to bless him in that, and you say اللهم بارك فيك. اللهم الدعاء
بارك.
نعم. اللهم بارك فيك. You ask Allah to bless him in that.
والعين حق.
And the عين, the evil eye, is the truth.
وقد تنطلق من العين سموم فتصيب.
And there are some poisons or some things that come out of the eye and can harm other people.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, العين تدخل الرجل القبر, ممكن تقتل الرجل بالعين.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that the عين, this evil eye, that it can enter a person to their grave, it can kill him.
وتدخل الجمل القدر, ممكن يصاب حتى يضطرون إلى نحره ويطبخونه. تدخل الرجل القبر وتدخل الجمل القدرة.
That it can cause a person to enter into his grave, and it can cause it can cause a camel to become weak to the point that it will cause the owner to slaughter it, and it will be cooked in a pot.
فأنت قد تتحرز من البرد ومن الحر. ومن شرور الناس ومن مشاكلهم لكن كيف تتحرز من أعينهم؟
So تحرز.
كيف تحترز؟ كيف تحفظ نفسك من ذلك؟
So you can preserve yourself. You can be cautious and preserve yourself from the harms of the people and the harms of those things that you can see. But how can you protect yourself from the harms that come from the evil?
لذلك نعرف هنا أهمية هذه السورة فالاستعاذة بالله عز وجل من الحساد من العيون هذا علاجها أن تتحصن بذكر الله عز وجل وبقراءة هذه الآيات.
So from here we can see the virtue in the surah and seeking refuge in Allah from hasad and from the ayn and all types of and all types of things that are evil.
طيب. والحسد مرض في قلوب الناس.
And hasad, envy, it is a disease in the hearts of the people.
الواجب على المسلم أن يحفظ نفسه منه.
It is incumbent upon the Muslim to protect himself from it.
وأن يتحرز منه يعني يحفظ نفسه لا يحسد لا يحسد الآخرين. ويتحفظ بهذه الصور حتى لا يحسده الآخرون.
So a person has to be cautious of himself having this hasad for others, and he also has to utilize this surah to protect himself from the hasad, the envy that others have for him as well.
وما أحسن ما ذكر في كتب الأدب.
And what is better than that which is mentioned in the books of edeb, of morals and etiquettes.
في قصة أحد الحاسدين.
And concerning the stories of one of the envious.
وكيف صنع به الحسد.
And how he enacted this hasad, envy.
وهو أن رجلا كان صاحب نعلي الملك يعني هو يعتني بنعال الملك ينظفها يلبسها الملك متخصص بنعلي الملك
and his job his occupation he had to care for the shoes of the king so he would take the king's shoes and put them on him and take them off in their life that was his job
وكان الملك يستلطف هذا الرجل يعني أحبه
and the king he had love for this he liked this individual
وكان أحد جلساء الملك قد حسد هذا صاحب نعلي الملك.
And one of the other persons that would be around the king, sitting with the king, he had hasad for this servant of the king.
فأراد أن يفرق بين الملك وبين صاحب النعلي.
So he wanted to cause some separation, division between the king and the person whose job was to take care of those shoes.
فقال للملك إن هذا الرجل يقول عنك أبخر. أبخر يعني تخرج من رائحتك أيها الملك رائحة كريهة. هو يتكلم عنك ويقول أن الملك أبخر. رائحة فمه كريهة.
And he came to the king and he said that your servant he speaks ill of you and he says that you have that you stink that you have a bad odor coming from you.
وإذا أردت
from that you
no. وإذا أردت أن تتأكد فقل له أدن مني.
So he wanted to be sure of this matter, so he told him to come about this affair of his foul smelling breath.
فستجده سيصد عنك ويضع ثوبه على أنفه.
So he said that when he comes, you're going to speak, and you're going to see him like that covering his mouth from not wanting to smell the bad odor.
أراد الملك أن يتأكد.
Does the king want to be sure of this?
في الصباح الباكر.
So in the morning.
قام هذا الحاسد ودعا صاحب النعلين على طعام.
So the one who had hasad, he called this hasad, and he called him to eat some food.
وأكثر له في الطعام الثوم.
And he put a lot of thyme in it, garlic. He put a lot of garlic inside of the food.
فلما ذهب صاحب النعلين إلى الملك ليلبسه النعلين.
So now when this person, whose person was a job to bring his shoes, brought the shoes to the king.
قال له الملك أدن مني.
He said the king told him to come near him.
فخشي أن يؤذي الملك برائحته.
So he was scared to harm the king now with his odor.
فوضع ثوبه على فمه حتى لا يؤذي الملك.
So he placed his thobe over his mouth so that the king wouldn't be harmed by the smell of his breath.
فتأكد الملك أن هذا فعلا يقول عن الملك أنه أبخر.
So now the king was sure of what this person was saying that he's saying about him that his servant said he has foul breath.
فقام الملك وكتب كتابا.
So the Malik, the king, he wrote in the book here.
وأحكمه أغلقه أحكمه.
So he sealed it. He wrote it and sealed it, closed it up.
ودفعه إلى صاحب النعلين.
And then he gave it to this person of the shoes.
وقال اذهب إلى الوالي الفلاني.
He said go over to الوالي.
الوالي الفلاني.
He said go to the other governor, the other ruler.
No. اذهب له بهذه الهدية يهديك هذاك هدية.
So go to him with this gift and give this gift to him.
فخرج الجليل صاحب النعلين بالكتاب.
So the person of the two shoes, he went out with his book.
ليذهب به إلى الوالي.
So that he can go to this other governor, this other ruler.
فاعترض له الحاسد.
So the hasid, the envier now, he came and intercepted it.
فقال إلى أين؟
He said, where are you going?
قال أهداني الملك هدية.
So the Malik, the king gave me a gift.
وأرسلني الوالي الفلاني حتى يعطيني إياه.
And he sent me over to this ruler, this governor, so that I could give it to him.
فأقسم عليه بالله إلا أن تستوهبني إياه. يقول أعطني إياه.
And he swore by Allah that you need to give it to me. Give it to me.
فقام صاحب النعلين وأعطى الهدية هذا الحاسد.
So the person of the shoes, he got up and he gave the envier this book now.
فقام هذا بالهدية وذهب إلى الوالي على أن الهدية هو الذي يستلمها.
So now he took this gift, the envier, and he needed one to give. He's going to give it to the king now.
فلما فتح الوالي الرسالة.
So when the king opened up this letter.
وإلا فيها اقتل حامل هذه الرسالة.
And inside of it said to kill the one that sent this message to you.
فقال تدري ما تحمل.
قال
الوالي له أتدري ماذا.
So the king said to him, now do you know what it is that you're doing?
قال لا أدري هدية.
He said, I don't know, it's a gift.
قال لقد كتب الملك اقتل حامل هذه الرسالة.
So the king wrote that the person who sends this letter, I should kill him.
فقال والله ما قصدني.
He said, I swear by Allah that he didn't intend me by that قصد. No.
فقال الوالي لا علي إلا أن أنفذ.
He said, ما علي
إلا أن أنفذ.
He said, I only want to. I have no choice but to. Now, to implement what this letter says.
فقام وقتله.
So he went and he killed him.
في اليوم الثاني.
So on the next day.
جاء صاحب النعلين ليلبس الملك نعليه.
So now the one who had a job of the two shoes, he came back to put the shoes onto the king, give him his shoes.
فتعجب الملك.
So the king, he was amazed by this, perplexed by this.
قال أعطيتك هدية حتى تذهب إلى الوالي. لماذا لم تذهب؟
He said, I gave you this gift to give to the king. How come you didn't go?
فقال أطال عمر الملك. أطال الله عمر الملك. أطال الله عمر الملك. يدعو له طول العمر.
Say, may Allah prolong the life of the king.
لقد أعطيتني هدية.
He gave me a gift.
فوجدني فلانا فاستوهبني إياه. طلب نعطيه إياه.
So somebody came in and told, said that he would bring this gift to the king, this other governor.
فأهديته إياها.
So I gave it to him.
عرف الملك أن ذاك الذي تورط بالقتل.
So the king, now he knew that this was the one that was killed.
فأراد الملك أن يواجه هذا بهذه الحقيقة.
So the king wanted now to face this. Faces haqiqa. He wanted to come now to the truth. Now he wanted to face the truth. Now.
قال إن فلانا قال لي.
He said, so and so said to me.
أنك تقول عني أبخر.
That you said about me that I had this odor, this foul breath, this stench.
فقال والله ما قلت ذلك.
He said, I swear by Allah, I never said that.
قال ولكن قال لي قل له إذن مني فإذا دلمك وضع.
But what he said to me, he says that when I call you to me, you're going to place your thobe over your mouth.
فقال أطال عمر الملك.
And he said to him, may Allah prolong the life of the king.
لقد دعاني على طعام.
He called me to some food, invited me for some food.
وأكثر فيه الثوم.
And he put a lot of garlic in it.
فلما قلت أدنني أدن مني.
So when you said to come close to me,
كرهت أن أذيك برائحتي.
I didn't want to harm you with the smell of my breath.
وضعت الثوب على فمي.
So I placed my garment over my mouth.
فقال الملك.
So then the king said.
عشان ترجم هذا. كلام الملك صعب الترجمة.
طيب.
فقال الملك لله در الحسد ما أعدله بدأ بصاحبه فقتله. لله در الحسد ما أعدله بدأ بصاحبه فقتله.
نعم 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 نعم. So the one who started this hasid, this envy here, he's the one that should have been, he's the one that's rightfully killed.
فهذا الحسد هو يقول الملك يعني الحسد كان عادلا بدأ أول ما بدأ بصاحبه فكان سبب قتله.
نعم. So justice prevailed here. Justice was carried out. The one who had the hasid, who did the wrong here, the envy here, he's the one that ended up being killed.
ما شاء الله تكرموني كثيرا كذا يعني أضطر أتيكم كل سنة.
جزاك الله خير.
والحسد يكون حتى بين العلماء.
And hasad, this envy occurs even amongst the scholars.
حتى بين الدعاة.
Even amongst the callers to Islam.
حتى أن بعض الناس إذا وجد الناس يسمعون لفلان.
Yeah, to the point that if you hear about some of the people so-and-so.
أو أن الله وفق فلانا.
Or Allah has granted success or granted a person a certain thing.
أو مكنه حتى من حفظ القرآن يحسده لأنه حفظ القرآن.
Or even a person memorized the Quran, another will have envy of him because he memorized the Quran.
أو يحسده لماذا يحافظ على الصلاة.
What?
لماذا يحافظ على الصلاة.
Or you say that why is he praying all the time, preserving his prayers continually.
وبعض النساء تحسد المرأة العفيفة. لماذا هي عفيفة إن كانت هي ليست بعفيفة.
And the woman who is chaste. Now, the woman who is chaste, the woman will say about her, why is she chaste?
حتى كما قالت العرب.
To the point that some of the Arabs say.
ودت الزانية لو زنت كل النساء.
That I wish that the fornicated woman would say that. The fornicating woman says, I wish that all women were fornicators.
يعني المقصود أن من فعل شيئا من المنكرات.
The point here is that whoever does something from the evil.
يود أن الناس يفعلونه مثل فعله.
They wish that the rest of the people have done an action like what they have done.
حتى لا يكونوا خيرا منه.
So that they won't be better than them.
فالحسد مرض قديم.
So this hasad, this envy, is an ancient disease.
وما الذي دعا إبليس أن عدم السجود لآدم سوى الحسد.
And what is it that prevented Iblis from prostrating to Adam? It's this bad, this evil hasad, envy that he had.
يقول الله عز وجل كثير من أهل الكتاب لا يردونكم بعد إيمانكم كفارا.
And Allah عز وجل, He mentioned that many of the kuffar, they wish that you would disbelieve, that you would disbelieve and become kuffar after your iman.
لماذا؟
Why?
قال حسدا من عند أنفسهم.
And he says that it is because of envy from their own selves.
حتى يقال.
Till it is stated.
أن رجلا من الناس.
That a man from amongst the people.
مات يوم الجمعة.
He مات.
مات يوم.
He died on the day of Jum'ah.
فحسده الناس.
So the people were envy of him.
قالوا مات يوم الجمعة.
They said he died on the day of Jum'ah.
ولسانه حاله وهو ميت.
In his condition, he's dead.
يقول هم يحسدونني فهو أسفا.
They say.
حتى على الموت لا أخلو من الحسد.
So they're envious of him in the fact that he's died here.
لأن ثبت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because it has been established on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن من مات يوم الجمعة وليلة الجمعة.
There is no one who dies on a day or night of Jum'ah.
وقاه الله فتنة القبر.
Except that he will be protected from the fitna, the trials and tribulations of the grave.
فمن علامات حسن الخاتمة.
And then there are signs of having a good ending, a good death.
أن يموت الإنسان يوم الجمعة وليلة الجمعة.
That a person dies on the day or the night of Jum'ah.
فيقال أن شخصا ما مات يوم الجمعة.
So it will be said about a person who dies on the day of Jum'ah.
فحسده بعض الحساد فقال يوم الجمعة مات هذا حظه.
So the people that this person that dies on the day of Jum'ah will be envious him of the fact that he died on Jum'ah.
فالحسد داء فتاك.
So this hasad, it is a It's a fatal type of disease.
احفظ نفسك منه.
So preserve yourself from it.
حتى أن الإنسان قد يحسد نفسه.
So to the point that a person he may become envious of himself.
ذكر لي أحد مشايخنا.
One of our مشايخ mentioned to us.
الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن يوسف عبد الصمد.
Sheikh عبد الرحمن بن يوسف عبد الصمد.
أبو يوسف رحمه الله تعالى.
أبو يوسف رحمه الله تعالى.
أن رجلا كان قد بلغ 38.
That a person he reached the قد بلغ. He reached 38.
وقد رزقه الله ثمانية من الولد.
And Allah had given him 8 children.
فجلس ذات يوم قد جلسوا يعني حوله ذات يوم.
And they were sitting around him that day.
فقال في نفسه.
So he said in himself.
عمري 38.
My age is 38.
وعندي ثمانية من الولد.
And I have 8 children.
استكثر ذلك.
And this was like he went over this a lot.
فأخذ ينظر إليهم.
So they looking at him.
فكلما نظر إلى واحد سقط ميتا.
So every time he looked at one of them, they passed and he died.
فنظر إلى الثاني فسقط ميتا.
So he looked at the second one and he died.
والثالث والرابع والخامس فماتوا خمسة.
The third, fourth, and fifth, and he looked at them and he died.
ثم وقف لم ينظر إلى الثلاثة.
Then he looked away, he didn't look at the others.
فبقي في لحظة مات في لحظة واحدة خمسة وبقي ثلاثة.
So in just like in a moment looking at them. 5 deaths remain.
كل ذلك من الحسد.
All of this is because of hasad, envy.
قد يحسد الإنسان نفسه كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A person may have this be affect himself as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
إذا رأى أحدكم ما يعجبه في ماله أو في مال أخيه فليبرك.
So if a person sees that which impresses him in himself of his own wealth, a property what he has, or of his brother, then he should ask Allah to bless it.
فليقول اللهم بارك فيه.
So you say, اللهم بارك فيه, Allah make it blessed.
إذا علمنا هذا الحسد وهكذا انتشاره,
if we learn about this envy and how it is widespread,
يحسد الناس حتى الميت لماذا مات يوم الجمعة,
even to the point that a person had died and the envious of him of dying on the day of جمعة,
والله يتأكد الأمر,
I swear by Allah that this thing has been emphasized. That we should emphasize the fact that we should recite the mu'awwadhatayn in the morning and in the evening.
خاصة في بلاد الكفر.
Specifically, particularly in the lands of kufr.
فهؤلاء الكفار إذا رأوا شيئا.
So these kufar, if they see a thing.
وأعجبهم.
And it amazes them.
لا يذكرون الله ولا يدعون بالبركة.
They don't remember Allah and they don't ask for the blessing.
فأنت حصن نفسك يا عبد الله.
So you have to take care of yourself, oh Abdullah.
حصن أولادك بقراءة المعوذتين.
And you should teach your children to recite the معوذتين.
ثم السورة الثانية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس.
And then you have the second surah, surah An-Nas, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, I seek refuge in Allah, the Lord of mankind.
قلنا أن أعوذ معناها ألتجئ.
And we said that أعوذ, that it means to seek refuge.
الله عز وجل في هذه السورة,
Allah عز وجل in this chapter,
بين الربوبية والألوهية.
He clarifies ربوبية, lordship, and ألوهية, worship.
وهذا كثير في القرآن.
And this occurs much in the Quran.
الربوبية والمقصود منها,
ربوبية, and the intent with it is,
أن الله هو الخالق المالك المدبر,
that Allah is the creator, the king, the one who disposes all the affairs of the universe.
إذن يجب أن يكون هو الإله الحق المعبود وحده سبحانه.
So because of that, it is incumbent that he himself is the deity that is worshipped alone by himself.
وانظر إلى هذه السورة وهذا السياق العظيم.
So look at this chapter and look at the way it is laid out in a magnificent fashion.
قال أعوذ قل أعوذ رب الناس ملك الناس.
He says, I seek refuge in Allah, Lord of mankind, the King of mankind.
إذن الله هو الرب وهو الملك.
So therefore Allah is the Rabb, He is the Lord, and He is the Malik, the King.
قال إله الناس.
Then he says, إله الناس, the deity of mankind.
إذن ربهم وملكهم, إذن يجب أن يكون إلههم المعبود وحده لا شريك له.
So he is their Lord and he is their King. So because of that, he alone is a deity that they should worship alone.
لا نعبد الأنبياء المرسلين.
So we don't worship the angels and the prophets and the messengers.
ولا الملائكة المقربين.
Nor the angels that are near him.
ولا الأولياء الصالحين.
Nor the saints and the righteous.
ولا آل بيت رسول رب العالمين.
Nor the family and the household of the messenger of Allah.
ومن آياته الليل والنهار.
And from his signs of the night and the day.
الشمس والقمر.
The sun and the moon.
لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا القمر.
Do not prostrate to the sun and the moon.
واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
But prostrate to Allah who created them if it is truly Him that you worship.
ومعلوم أن الشمس والقمر لهم فوائد عظيمة.
And it is well known that the moon and the sun they have many expansive, tremendous benefits.
ومع فوائد الشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا لهما.
And with all the benefits that the sun and the moon have, we still cannot prostrate to them.
فكيف يسجدوا للأصنام أو الأولياء أو الأموات؟
So how can a person prostrate to idols, to things that have died and saints?
فلما قال أنه رب الناس ملك الناس قال إله الناس, يعني يجب أن يكون الله هو معبودهم بحق وحده لا شريك له.
So we said that he is the Lord and he is the King. And then he says that he is the Ilah, the deity. It becomes obligatory to devote all worship to him alone by himself.
المستعاذ به هو الله رب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس. So المستعاذ منه قال من شر الوسواس الخناس.
So the one we are seeking his refuge is the Lord, the King, the Ilah, the deity. And what we are seeking refuge from is from the evil of the one that whispers, and he flees when Allah is remembered.
الوسواس الشيطان.
The waswas here, he is the shaitan.
وسمي وسواس لأنه يعلم بخفية.
And he is called the waswas because when he does it like in a fashion that is concealed, hidden.
ويجري من آدم مجرى الدم.
And he flows through the body of Adam like blood flows through the body.
ويدخل معه في جميع الأماكن.
And
ويدخل معه في جميع الأماكن.
He enters upon him in all places.
ويأتيه في جميع الأوقات.
And he comes to him at all times.
فلذلك هو وسواس أي يعلم بخفية يوسوس في صدور الناس بخفية.
And this whispering that he does into the hearts of men, he does in a way that is that you won't recognize, that is hidden.
وهو خناس بمعنى يتأخر.
And he is the خناس, meaning that he is تأخر.
متى يتأخر عند ذكر الله عز وجل.
That he turns away, that he flees. When is he going to flee? When you remember Allah عز وجل.
إذا استعاذ المسلم بالله عز وجل من الشيطان فإنه يخنس يتأخر.
So if a person seeks refuge in Allah عز وجل from the shaitan, then he backs up, he flees.
وإذا سمع النداء أي الأذان.
And when he hears the call, the أذان.
ولا وله براق.
He flees and runs away.
وإذا ثوب للصلاة أقبل.
And once the salah has been established, then he comes back.
فيقول أتذكر كذا وتذكر كذا.
He'll say to you, remember this, remember that.
حتى لا يعلم كم صلى.
To the point that you can't even recall how many units of prayer you prayed.
والمقصود أن الشيطان وراء كل علة.
And the intent here is that the shaitan is behind all these things that are not good, that are bad.
وبسببه كل مصيبة.
And he is the reason for every calamity.
ما الذي يحمينا منه؟
Who's the one that can protect us from him?
سوى أن نستعيذ بالله من.
And is it the one that we seek refuge in Allah? We seek refuge in Allah.
هذه السورة عظيمة.
So this is a tremendous chapter of the Quran.
الاستعاذة بالله من الوسواس الخناس.
Seeking refuge in Allah from the whisperer, the one who flees.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
The one who whispers into the chests of men.
يدخل إلى صدورهم ويعلمهم بخفية ويوسوس لهم.
He comes into the chest, whispering to them in a way that is hidden, concealed.
والوسواس خطير جدا.
So these whispers, they are very dangerous.
قد يشكك الإنسان بربه جل وعلا.
A person may have doubt in his Lord جل وعلا.
في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
In the صحيحين and two صحيحين من حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي الشيطان أحدكم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that the shaitan, he will come to one of you.
فيقول له من خلق كذا ومن خلق كذا.
And he will say, who created this and who created that?
حتى يقول له من خلق الله.
To the point that he says to him, who created Allah?
وفي رواية يقول من خلق ربك.
And in the narration it says, who created your Rabb, your Lord?
فإذا بلغ ذلك.
So when this occurs.
فليستعذ بالله.
Then you seek refuge in Allah.
أي يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. فليستعذ بالله.
So you say, I seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. You say, أعوذ بالله.
ولينتهي. يغلق الموضوع هذا.
And then this door, this thing is closed now. The door is closed here.
أبد الشيطان كل واحد يأتي بهذا السؤال.
So لابد
الشيطان يأتي لكل واحد بهذا السؤال.
So the shaitan is going to come to everyone with this type of a question.
يقول أنت فلان.
He say you are so and so.
جئت من أمك وأبيك.
You came from your mother and your father.
وأبوك جاء من جدك وجدتك.
And your father, he came from your grandparents.
وجدك من أبيه.
And your grandparents came from their his father.
وأبو جدك من جد أبيك.
And his father came from his father.
إلى آدم عليه السلام.
All the way back to Adam عليه السلام.
وآدم خلقه الله.
And Adam was created by Allah.
طيب من خلق الله؟
So who created Allah?
هل يفكر المسلم كيف يجيب على هذا السؤال؟
Will the Muslim think about how he's going to answer this question?
أما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال إذا بلغ في كذلك.
He said if this occurs with you.
فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Then seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
وانتهي.
And it's over. It's done.
لا تبحث عن جواب فلسفي.
Don't get caught up in philosophical thinking.
بل استعذ بالله وانهى.
But seek refuge in Allah and then it's over.
وفي حديث في رواية أخرى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وليقول آمنت بالله ورسوله.
In another narration, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say I believe in Allah and His Messenger.
أما ما يقوله بعض الناس.
As what some of the people say.
لابد لكل سؤال من جواب.
That every question has to have an answer.
فهذا باطل.
This is باطل. This is false.
لقد جاء بعض اليهود إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Some of the Jews that came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال نأتي هذا الرجل فنسأله ثلاثة أسئلة.
We're going to go to this man. We're going to ask him three questions.
فإن أجاب عن اثنين.
So if he answers two of them.
ووكل العلم إلى الله في الثالث.
And he returns knowledge back to Allah in the third.
فهو نبي.
Then he's definitely a prophet.
فسألوه عن أول طعام أهل الجنة.
So they asked him about the first food that people of Jannah will eat.
فقال كبد الحوت.
So they said the كبد, the liver of a حوت, the liver of a fish. Fish.
كبد الحوت.
نعم, the liver of a fish.
وقال وسألوه كيف يكون الشبه.
And he said that how will the resemblance be?
فقال إذا على ماء الرجل المرأة ماء المرأة فأيهما غلب كان الشبه له.
So whichever one of the spouses whichever one of the woman climaxes first, if you will, then the child will resemble this person.
فرصتي حتى أشرب القهوة.
So now I have a chance to drink my coffee.
وسألوه السؤال الثالث.
So now they said the third question.
فقالوا جئنا نسألك عن الروح.
So we wanted to ask you about the spirit.
فسكت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became silent.
فنزل عليه قول الله عز وجل.
So then the statement of Allah عز وجل was revealed.
يسألونك عن الروح.
They ask you about the spirit.
قل الروح من أمر ربي.
They said the spirit is from the fear of His Lord.
وما أوتيت من العلم إلا قليلا.
And we don't give you of knowledge except a small portion of it.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يعلم ما هي الروح.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he didn't know what the ruh, what the spirit is.
فهي من أمر الله عز وجل لا يعلمها إلا الله تبارك وتعالى.
That is from the fear of Allah عز وجل. No one knew had knowledge of it except Allah تبارك وتعالى.
فكيف يقال؟
So how can it be said?
لابد لكل سؤال من جواب.
That every question has to have an answer.
وبعضهم يقول.
And some of them say.
إذا جاء ملحد.
That if a heretic comes to you.
وسأل السؤال كذا وكذا فكيف أجيبه؟
And he asks you this question and that question. How are you going to respond to him?
وهو لم يأتي ملحد.
And he didn't come as a ملحد. Heretic.
وربما في حياته لن يجد ملحدا يسأل هذا السؤال.
And maybe wasn't a ملحد in his life, a heretic in his life to ask this question.
ايش الملحد؟ الملحد الكافر الذي ينكر الدين.
نعم الملحد heretic. نعم عارفه.
لكنه يريد هو أن يظهر هذا السؤال ويتكلم به.
But he wants to ask this question openly.
فيقول لو قال ملحد كذا وكذا فكيف أجيب عليه؟
So and he says that if a ملحد, if a heretic was asking this question, then how would you respond to him?
وهذا لا يجوز.
And this is not permissible.
أو كلما.
And every time now.
وسوس لك الشيطان بشيء.
That every time the shaitan whispers to you.
جئت تتكلم به.
That you have to go now and speak to him.
قد رأى وجد الصحابة شيئا من ذلك.
And one of the companions he found this occurring.
فاشتكوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he complained to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقال إن أحدا يجد في نفسه.
He said and I find this inside of myself.
شيئا يستعظمه يعني يستعظم أنه يتكلم به.
Something that was heavy upon him that he had to speak about it.
فلا أن يخر من السماء خير له من يتكلم به. يخر من السماء يرمى من فوق السماء ولا يتكلم بهذا الموضوع اللي يأتي في نفسه.
نعم. Now to be thrown down from the heavens is better than speaking about this affair.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أوقد وجدتم هذا الشيء؟
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said did you have you found this thing?
قالوا بلى.
He said definitely sure.
قال فذلك صريح الإيمان.
So he says this is
صريح الإيمان.
So this is the
يعني من الإيمان أن الإنسان لا يتكلم بكل وسواس.
So this is from like the signs of iman if you will, that a person that he doesn't respond to all these whisperings.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he عليه الصلاة والسلام stated
الحمد لله الذي رد أو جعل يعني رد كيده إلى الوسوسة يعني غاية ما وصل الشيطان أنه فقط وسوس.
And all praises belong to Allah, the one who deflected or yeah, نعم deflected it and deflected these whispers.
وبعض الناس
some of the people
تدخل على الوسوسة في الصلاة.
That these whispers they come to him in his prayer.
خاصة في الطهارة.
Or specifically in concerns of tahara purification.
وخاصة في النية.
And also in the affairs of the niyyah and the intention.
فيقول هل نويت أم لم أنوى؟ أو لم أنوي؟
Did I say that, did I make an intention or did I not make an intention?
النية محلها القلب.
The niyyah, the intention, the place of it is the heart.
إذا جئت لتتوضأ وفتحت الماء قصد أنك تتوضأ قد نويت.
So if you go on the water, turn on the faucet to make wudu, then you made an intention to make wudu.
بعضهم يتوضأ.
So some of them make wudu.
ويكرر.
And they go, they repeat again.
حتى بعضهم يبلغ نص ساعة أو ساعة إلا ربع خمسة ربع دقيقة وهو يتوضأ.
So some people they take up a half hour or hour 45 minutes just making wudu.
ثم يشق عليه ذلك.
And this becomes difficult for him.
فإذا جاء ليصلي.
So then when he goes to pray.
قال كأنني أحدثت.
He said, it's as if I broke my wudu.
تقض الوضوء. فيرجع مرة ثانية ويتوضأ.
So he goes back another time to make wudu.
ثم يتوضأ ثم يرجع.
So he makes wudu and come back.
ثم يبدأ الصلاة.
Then he begins the صلاة.
فإذا انتصف في الصلاة.
So he's in the middle of his prayer.
قال كأني لم أنوي الصلاة.
He said, I didn't make an intention for my صلاة.
رجع يعيد الصلاة.
So I got to come back and make the صلاة over now.
ثم قال كأنني لم أقل البسملة.
Then he said, it's as if I didn't say the بسملة.
وكأنني قلت البسملة.
Maybe he says then maybe I did say the bismillah.
لكن كأني ما تلفظت بالباء.
But I didn't say the letter باء.
وهذا حقيقة موجود بعضهم يقول ما قلت التاء ما قلت الباء.
So this actually occurs to some of the people. They say I didn't say the letter باء. I didn't say the letter تاء.
يرجع ويعيد.
So he comes back and repeats it again.
وهكذا حتى يشق عليه مشقة كبيرة.
So he does it until it becomes like extremely difficult for him.
وكنت أعرف واحدا من الناس.
And I used to know one of the people.
يتوضأ لمدة نص ساعة.
So he used to make wudu for like a half hour.
حتى تمتلئ ملابسه بالماء.
To the point that all of his clothes are like wet with water.
ثم يأتي يصلي ويتعب في الصلاة. بسبب الوسواس.
Then he goes to his prayer and he becomes tired out due to these whisperings.
وبعد فترة طويلة.
And after a period of time.
رأيت عليه هيئة.
I saw his way he was molded.
ذهب عنه الوسواس.
And I saw that the whisperings left him.
فقلت ما شاء الله.
I said, oh, ما شاء الله.
لقد ذهب عنك ما كنت تعاني.
That this thing I was bothering before it left you.
قال الحمد لله.
He said, الحمد لله.
تركت الصلاة وارتحت.
I left the prayer and I rested. I took a rest. Left it.
هذا مضحك أم مبكي؟
This is something to laugh about or something to cry about.
لا ننتكم تقولوا لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
You say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
قولوا الحمد لله الذي عافانا.
Say our praise due to Allah, the one who has saved us.
مما ابتلاه به.
From what He has been afflicted with.
فضلنا على كثير مما خلق تفضيلا.
And He has favored us over much of the creation.
المقصود أن هذا الوسواس.
The point here is that this whispering.
خطير جدا على الإنسان.
Is very dangerous to a person.
بعضهم يوسوسوا.
And some of them whisper.
في طلاق زوجته.
He whispered concerning divorcing his wife.
فيقول كأنني قلت طالق.
And he say is as if I'm saying that you divorced.
كأنني تلفظت بها.
It's as if you said that word.
قال حتى أريح نفسي.
حتى
أرتاح.
Until I relax.
فأطلقها طلقة.
I divorce her.
وأراجعها.
And take her back.
وإلا به يطلق مرة ثانية وثالثة ورابعة وهكذا.
Then he's divorced the second and third and fourth time and like this.
يعبث به الشيطان.
And the shaitan is playing with him.
فالوسواس خطير جدا.
So this whispering is something that is very dangerous.
ممكن أن يقال.
It is possible to say.
أن الوسواس.
That this whispering.
عبادة للشيطان من دون الله.
Is the worship alongside Allah.
فأنت إذا توضأت مرة.
So if you make wudu again and again.
أو مرتين.
Or two times.
أو ثلاثا.
Or three times in your wudu.
هذا طاعة لله ورسوله.
Then this is the obedience of Allah.
فإذا قالك الشيطان.
So the shaitan that comes to you.
توضأ رابعة وخامسة وسادسة وعاشرة.
Do it 4, 5, 6 times now.
فتكون قد طعت الشيطان حينئذ.
Then here you have obeyed the shaitan in this.
أما الوضوء الأول فهو لله ورسوله. فهو لله عز وجل.
As for the first, the initial wudu you make, that was for Allah عز وجل.
طاعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in obedience to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأما الزيادة على ذلك.
As for what you have added on to this.
فهي بأمر الشيطان.
Then it is from the command of the shaitan.
فهي طاعة للشيطان.
Then this is obedience to the shaitan.
كيف نتخلص من هذا الوسواس؟
How can we free ourselves from these whisperings?
بكثرة الاستعاذة بالله من.
By seeking refuge in Allah from Him in abundance.
And
by reading these two chapters of the Quran.
صباحاً ومساءً.
In the morning and the evening.
وبعد كل صلاة.
And after every salah.
وعدم الالتفات إليه. لا تسمع كلامه.
And not paying attention to the shaitan. Not listening to what he says.
يقول الله عز وجل إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان.
And
يقول الله للشيطان إن لإبليس إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان.
And Allah عز وجل is mentioning about the shaitan worshiping him that there's no authority for that.
إلا من تبعك.
Except for the one that follows you.
الذي يتبع الشيطان.
The one that follows the shaitan.
يكون له السلطة عليه. يتسلط عليه الشيطان.
That the shaitan will then have authority and power over him.
أما من لا يلتفت إلى الشيطان ولا يسمع كلامه لا يستطيع أن يتسلط عليه.
As for one he's not bothered by the shaitan, he doesn't look to him, he doesn't listen to his speech.
فإذا توضأت الوضوء الشرعي.
So if the person makes the legislative wudu.
وصليت الصلاة الشرعية.
And you make the legislative prayer.
وقالك الشيطان لم تتوضأ.
And the shaitan says you didn't make wudu.
وضوءك ناقص.
Your wudu is nullified.
صلاتك ليست بصحيحة.
Your salat is not correct.
أنت لم تنوي.
You didn't make a niyyah.
أنت لم تقرأ الفاتحة.
You didn't recite الفاتحة.
فلا تلتفت إليه.
Don't pay attention to this.
يدعوك يناديك لا تلتفت إليه.
He's calling but don't pay attention to him.
حتى إذا يأس منك.
To the point that he will give up hope.
ذهب عنك ويبحث عن غيرك.
That he'll give up hope, he'll go into despair, leave you alone and go to someone else.
أما كلما ناداك.
As for answering every single call.
قلت له نعم.
You say when he called you, you say yes.
كلما أمرك.
Every time he commands you with something.
قلت له سمعت وأطعت.
You say to him, I hear and I obey.
فهذا لن يذهب عنك.
Then this is not going to leave you here.
بل عليك أن تستعيذ بالله من.
It's upon you to seek refuge in Allah from him.
ولا تلتفت إليه.
And to not pay him any mind.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
The one who whispers into the chest, the breast of men.
من الجنة والناس.
From the jinn and mankind.
الجنة يعني الجن.
The word al-jinnah here means the jinn.
والناس يعني شياطين الجن والإنس.
And Nasir means shayateen from the jinn and mankind.
Allah Azza wa Jalla يقول شياطين والجن والإنس.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says the shayateen from jinn and mankind.
شياطين والجن والإنس يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. يعني علم بعضهم بعض.
نعم.
يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض يعلم بعضهم بعضا.
That they teach one another, revealing to one another, revealing things to one another.
فهذه الآية في هذه السورة العظيمة فيها الاستعاذة بالله عز وجل. من شياطين الجن وشياطين الإنس.
So in this verse they're seeking refuge from the shayateen from jinn and mankind.
هذه الآية هكذا من الجنة. تقرأها من الجنة وليس من الجنة.
So you recite it like this with جنة with the كسر under the جيم. You don't say جنة with the فتحة over the جيم.
الجنة دار الكرامة التي عد الله لعباده الصالحين.
The جنة is this noble land that Allah has prepared for the righteous.
فأنت لا تستعيذ بالله من الجنة. أنت تسأل الله الجنة.
So you don't seek refuge in Allah from the جنة. You ask Allah for جنة.
فالجنة غير الجنة.
So جنة is other than جنة.
هنا الجنة يعني الجن.
So this جن.
الشياطين.
So جنة here it means the جنة here means the جن the شياطين.
الجنة الجنة الشياطين.
أقول بالكسرة.
بالكسرة صح صح.
نعم.
أنت صح. You are right.
جزاك الله خيرا.
أنا تعبت المترجم. تعبت كذا.
نسمع إن شاء الله.
فالمقصود أن هاتين السورتين.
So the point here is that these two surahs.
من أعظم سور القرآن.
They're from the greatest chapters of the Quran.
وما أحوج المسلم إليهما.
And what is the Muslim in more need of than them?
فيهما الاستعاذة من جميع الشرور.
So in it are seeking refuge from all types of evil.
من الليل وما فيه من شر.
From the night and all that is in it of evil.
من النفاثات من السحر.
From the those sorcerers who blow in the nas, performing magic.
من الحسد.
From envy.
من الوسواس الخناس.
From the whispers of the khannas.
من شياطين الجن والإنس.
From the devils of jinn and mankind.
إن كثيرة من الناس.
And many of the people.
إذا أصيب بشيء.
And a person is afflicted with something.
أكثر همه أن يعرف ما الذي أصابني.
His most important matter to focus on is what has stricken me.
هل فيني سحر.
Is magic performed upon me?
أم فيني جن؟
Or do I have a jinn who's possessed me or something?
أم فيني حسد؟
Or does somebody have envy of me?
أم فيني وسواس؟
Or is a whiswas whispering?
فيقول يهتم بتحديد ما الذي أصابني؟
So he wants to know exactly what is this thing that's causing this affliction to him.
أكثر من اهتمامه كيف تعالج مما أصابني؟
He wants to know that more than learning how does he free himself, heal himself from what has afflicted him.
وهنا ابتليت الأمة.
And here the ummah has been afflicted.
بأولئك الذين تصدروا للرقية الشرعية.
With those who go out for the legislative ruqya incantation.
وعرف الناس ماذا يريدون. وعرف الناس ماذا يريدون.
And the people know what they want.
وخاصة يعمل في مجال النساء. خاصة قراءة شرعية على النساء.
And specifically the legislative ruling, the legislative reading amongst women.
وكلما جاءه أحد.
So every time a person comes to him.
أو جاءت امرأة.
Or a woman comes to him.
وزع الأجوبة الجاهزة.
So.
أجهزة أجوبة جاهزة.
نعم. He has the answer. He has answer prepared.
فيقول أنت فيك عين.
He says. So he says you've been afflicted with the عين إيه بقى.
وأنت فيك سحر.
He says you've been afflicted with magic.
وأنت فيك وسواس.
And you've been whispered to by the shaitan.
وأنت فيك جن.
And you have a jinn with you.
وهكذا يعبثون بالناس.
And this is how they just display to people like this.
ويأكل أموال الناس بالباطل.
And they speak people to the people like this with falsehood.
ويتفل عليهم ويأخذ أموالهم.
So and the people just give them their money.
وكان الواجب.
So he spits on them and the people just give him his money.
ويأكل أموال الناس بالباطل.
And he takes the wealth of the people in faucet.
فيأتي بالماء ويأتي بالزيت ويأتي بالعسل.
So he comes with water, with oil and with honey.
وينفث عليه.
So he spittles in it.
ويبيعه بأغلى الأثمان.
He sells it for such and such a price.
فهؤلاء جمعوا بين أكل أموال الناس بالباطل.
So these people they here, they're taking the wealth of the people without doing right and falsehood.
وبعضهم يلمس النساء.
And some of them latch onto the women.
والواجب على هؤلاء أن يتقوا الله عز وجل.
And it's obligatory upon these individuals to fear Allah عز وجل.
وأن يعلموا الناس كيف يرقي الإنسان نفسه وكيف يقرأ على نفسه وعلى أهله.
And teach the person how they can recite over themselves and their families.
ثم هنا مسألة مهمة.
Then we have a very important issue here.
كما يقال في المثل.
As it is said in the parable.
الوقاية خير من العلاج.
That preventing something that preventing a thing is better than curing it once it's already occurred.
إن كثير من الناس
many of the people
لا يعرف القراءة
they don't know how to read
ولا الرقية
nor the رق how to form
رقية إلا إذا أصيب
except that
إلا إذا أصيب
except that when he is afflicted.
كان الواجب أن يتحصن.
So it's obligatory upon him to act well.
يحافظ على الصلاة.
So he preserves his prayers.
ويقول الأذكار.
He says the أذكار.
ويقول المعوذات.
He says he recites he receives refuge.
ويقرأ سورة البقرة في البيت فإن الشيطان لا يدخل البيت أن تقرأ في سورة البقرة.
He recites سورة البقرة and the shaitan doesn't enter house. That سورة البقرة is recited in it.
حتى لا يصاب بهذه الأمراض وهذه يعني الآفات.
So that he's not afflicted by these illnesses and these bad things that occur.
بعض الناس لا يعرفوا هذه الأذكار ولا يتحصن بها.
And some of these people they don't know these أذكار and how to act well.
فلا يذكر الله.
So they don't remember Allah.
ويعلق في البيت الصور والتماثيل والملائكة لا تدخل بيتا فيه صورة.
And they put up these like these pictures and such in his house.
وفي بيته كلب والملائكة لا تدخل بيت فيه كلب ولا صورة.
And he has a dog in his house and no angel will enter to the house that has a dog in.
ولا يقرأ القرآن.
And he doesn't read the Quran.
ويستمع إلى الموسيقى.
He listens to music.
ثم بعد ذلك يقول أصبت بكذا وكذا.
And then after that he comes and says I've been afflicted with this and that.
الشيطان إذا لم يصب هؤلاء.
The shaitan if he hasn't afflicted these people.
ولم يعبث بهؤلاء.
And he's not playing with these people.
الذي لا يذكر الله.
Who don't remember Allah.
ولا يقرأ القرآن.
And they don't read the Quran.
ولا يصلون.
And they don't pray.
ويعلقون التصاوير والتماثيل.
And they hang up pictures and the likes.
ويربون الكلاب.
And they raise up they nurture dogs.
إذا ما صادق هؤلاء أين يذهب؟
And then وما
إذا ما صادق هؤلاء وعاش معهم أين يذهب الشيطان؟
So these people here, I mean, with how the shaitan lead them.
فهؤلاء هم أصدقاء الشياطين.
So these people, they are the companions of the shayateen.
لكن الذين يتحصنون بالأذكار ويقرؤون القرآن.
But the one who says al-Qur'an reads the Quran.
ويحافظون على الصلاة.
And he preserves his prayer, prays continually.
فبحمد الله هؤلاء لا يصابون إلا نادرا.
And we all praise to Allah. These people are not afflicted except rarely.
ثم أن الذي يطلب من الناس أن يقرأوا عليه.
Then the one who requested the people to recite over him.
يخرج من 70,000 الذين أخبر عنهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He edges himself out of the 70,000 the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was stated concerning them.
الذين يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب.
Those 70,000 will enter into the paradise without being taken to account.
وهم الذين لا يسترقون يعني لا يطلبون أحد أن يقرأ عليهم.
And they don't request other people to perform the ruqya to recite over them.
والرقية هذا الاسترقاء هذا فيه تذلل.
In this ruqya this incantation
الاسترقاء طلب الرقية فيه تذلل.
This asking for this ruqya in it is a تذلل.
تذلل.
A person belittling himself, lowering himself.
يتذلل القارئ.
He's lowering himself to the person reciting over him. So he lowers his head towards him. He says, I'm sick, I'm ill. Please recite over me. And then this is yielding yourself to other than Allah. And Allah stated in his book, your Lord has stated, call upon me and I will answer you.
من قال أن الله عز وجل
and who said that Allah عز وجل
لا يستجيب إلا لهذا القارئ
will only answer this person who's reading
بل الله جل وعلا ذكر لنا في كتابه
but Allah عز وجل has mentioned in his book
أنه يستجيب حتى للمشركين
that he answers even the مشركين
عباد الأصنام
and those who worship idols
إذا ركبوا في البحر
those that when they set sail on the sea
وغشهم الموج
and then they're like overtaken by al-moj by waves.
دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين.
And they call upon Allah, making the religion sincere for Him.
فالله ينجيهم.
And Allah will save them.
وهم مشركون.
And they commit shirk.
لكنهم إذا دعوا الله الله جل وعلا استجيب لهم.
But if they call upon Allah, Allah will save them.
فإذا نجاهم من البر إذا هم بربهم مشركون.
So once they return back to land, then they return back to their shirk.
فلا تعتقد يا عبد الله.
So do not believe, O servant of Allah,
أن الله لا يستجيب إلا للمشايخ.
That Allah will only answer the supplication of the مشايخ.
فتذهب إليهم ليقرأوا عليك.
So you go to them so they can read over you.
اقرأ على نفسك.
Read over yourself.
واجعل عندك ثقة بالله عز وجل.
And have a reliability, have focus, have a ثقة, have trust in Allah عز وجل.
أن الله يشافيك.
That Allah will heal you.
ويعافيك.
And that He will save you.
والله يقول جل وعلا في كتاب عن إبراهيم عليه السلام.
And Allah عز وجل said in His book concerning Ibrahim عليه السلام.
وإذا مرضت فهو.
And if you become ill, then he is. Then if I become ill, then he is the one that heals me.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
اللهم رب الناس.
Allah is the رب الناس.
اذهب البأس. اذهب البأس.
He does away with these bad things.
اشفي أنت الشافي.
He says, heal me, you're the one who heals.
اشفي أنت الشافي. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك.
اشفي. Cure me if you're the healer. There's no one that can cure but you.
شفاء لا يغادر سقما. شفاء لا يغادره أو يعني يذهب معه تذهب معه الأمراض.
نعم. And he's healed in a way that will make the illnesses leave him.
وقد رأى ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
And ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه he saw.
على عضد زوجته.
On the upper arm of his wife.
تميمة.
A talisman.
قال من أين هذا؟
And he said, where does this come from?
الشرك في بيت أبي عبد الرحمن.
He said, is a shirk committed in the house of Abu Abd al-Rahman?
من هو أبو عبد الرحمن؟
Who's Abu Abd al-Rahman?
يعني نفسه هو أبو عبد الرحمن.
It's him himself. He's Abu Abd al-Rahman.
الشرك في بيت أبي عبد الرحمن. الصحابة.
Is there a shirk in the house of Abu Abd al-Rahman as a companion?
قالت إن عيني تخذف كأن شيء يضرب عيني. إن عيني تخذف.
He said, as if something will strike my face. She said it as if something has struck my eye.
فذهبت إلى فلان اليهودي.
So he went. She went out to this Yahudi, this Jew.
فعلق لي هذه.
And he latched this on to her.
قال ذلك من الشيطان.
He said this is from the Shaitan.
يخذفها.
He's the one that pulled her eye.
إنما كان يكفيك.
This would have sufficed you
أن تفعلي ما علمنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
to do what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught us.
تقول أن تقول اللهم رب الناس
to say that Allah is the Lord of mankind.
أذهب البأس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. المهم هذا الذكر يقوله المسلم ليستشفي به والمقصود أن الله عز وجل يعني يجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعا.
So the point here is making that The one who supplicates, Allah will answer him when he supplicates.
يقول الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل says.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني.
And if my servants ask about me.
فإني قريب.
Then I'm near to them.
أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني.
I answer the call, the supplicating when he supplicates.
فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي.
So he responds to me and he believes in me.
والله قريب يجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعا.
And Allah is near to him and he answers the supplication of the supplicator when he supplicates.
فأمر بالدعاء ووعد بالاستجابة. فقال ادعوني أستجب لكم.
So he made this commandment to call upon him and then he will answer him.
فلماذا نذهب إلى فلان وفلان؟
So why do we go to this one and that one?
يقرأ كل منا على نفسه.
When each one of us has the ability to recite over ourselves.
وعلى أهله وأولاده.
And upon his family and his children.
ويتحصن بهذه الأذكار قبل أن تقع.
And to perform these actions before these illnesses, you're afflicted with these illnesses.
Allah Ta'ala alam.
And Allah knows best.
Wa Abu Adil Ashri ilay. Hadri ya Abu Adil. Nah. Ihna tawna badin Allah hadika ba'ad.